Hello, Bessa Plastic Surgery. Terry speaking.
Hello, Terry. It's Polly Buckland here. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you going?
Ooh, pretty well, thank you.
That's good. Are you still up north?
We've just arrived in Townsville yesterday.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, 26 degrees. Cloudy.
Oh, I'm jealous. Oh, it's freezing here. Now, what can I do for you?
I was just wondering, I don't know whether Dr. Ross has seen it's been diagnosed as Mycobacterium marinum.
I don't know. Some recent results came through, and I put them in his little pile to read. What is that exactly?
It's one that it's pretty rare for me to have picked it up. So it's generally aquarium workers or people who keep fish or work in that sort of industry. And then it keeps on putting in, or swimmers, which is what I am.
Okay. So it's possibly from the water.
Unchlorinated water. Yeah, or something. So it's possibly, I don't know, from our apartment pool. I don't know. You would think that would be chlorinated.
Yeah.
Probably chlorinated.
So what are the implications of that then, Polly?
Well, I do have to go on to antibiotics. I'm not sure how long for. I have got a telehealth with the infectious diseases specialist next week. So David said that it would be good to put it in seawater and to walk on sand. I'm just wondering if it's still got scab on it. Is that too early?
No, because I think perhaps the sand would just help the scab remove, wouldn't it? Because I know he's very much about there's lots of different ways that, the main thing that heals wounds is time, but obviously he can do things to help or hinder healing. The most important thing is keeping it clean and clear of infection and things. And being in seawater is usually really good because of the salt. Then there's obviously some water that's not good to be in, like the bay, seawater in the bays, because there's lots of bacteria.
Which is exactly what I want to avoid.
But if you're in sort of those ocean waters and things, it's good. So I suppose it depends on, I don't know if you can Google what those pollution reports or whatever of the waters you're swimming in, but I would imagine they'd be pretty good up there, wouldn't they? It's just the bay and those bays and around Melbourne, the water quality is not great. As opposed to if you're on an ocean beach, then the water would be fabulous to, be in for healing.
There is definitely industry around us.
Is there? So maybe, I don't know. I think
leave it until we're on Magnetic Island or
maybe do that then if you're worried. But that's the principle behind what he's saying. Clean water and a salty water, then great. You don't have to keep it dry now.
Those last couple of bits of scab have just been very tenacious.
Have they? I mean, you could, maybe they're just, obviously it's healing by secondary intention. Then maybe in just a few areas, where it's just sort of from the outside in, it sort of starts healing across. And when it's raw, there'll always be a tendency for the scab to form on top so that you have to be constantly sort of cleaning it off. And then, it's fine. I mean, it's fine to have a scab as long as there's no infection underneath. That's the issue with the scab. When the scab's removed, and you can constantly sort of clean it and keep an eye on it. That's the principles of it. And you can just sort of, if you understand that, you can just do whatever you think's best for your foot. You just sort of don't want a scab forming and it's not clean underneath.
Yes, right.
But if it's because it's just going to heal. You know, when you get a graze, you know, it's sort of, I mean, I suppose grazes are a bit different because they're a bit sort of shallower and they skin sort of pops up all over the place. But like with burns and things, they sort of heal, or an ulcer, it heals from the outside inwards gradually. But the raw part on the inside is going to constantly sort of form scabs.
Yeah, it's so odd that those two places, like the rest of the wound has healed over beautifully, but those are just
resistant.
All working hard.
How big are they?
Just a couple of centimetres.
Okay, so it still might take a few weeks then if they're a couple of centimetres. Millimetres. Centimetre, okay. Ten millimetres. So maybe, maybe another week then.
Right.
A millimetre a day, just working its way in and in until it becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. So it's really just about preventing any infection in it, but superficial infection, by just keeping it clean, really.
Yeah.
And I think David probably thought that, you know, some sand and, you know, lovely fresh salty seawater would be good for it. As long as it's not, you know, polluted water, then it's not good.
I mean, most people don't swim in around Townsville much anyway, but there are a few hardy souls that do. But I wouldn't be swimming. I would just be
I'd be doing it
for my foot.
Yeah. I mean, you could just put it in salty water at home, I suppose.
Give it a go.
A bag of salt from the from the supermarket. Sit there. Oh, that's a bit boring. You probably wouldn't be asked about doing some fabulous things if you're up there. Anyway, I know that's about all I can say. That's sort of like the principles, really, of it healing. But, you know, it all has to take time, and that you can't sort of really...
No, there are no shortcuts.
No, I mean, you know, there's things that hinder it, but the time it takes to heal is the time it takes to heal, and you're just trying to prevent all the things that slow down the healing, but you can't really speed it up.
I'm wondering about whether it's time to start doing some physio sort of exercises on it.
Well, maybe that would be good too. It might increase the blood flow and things, and that would help healing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll look a few things up.
Yeah, all right. Or you could bring David on his mobile and say, what do you think?
Yeah.
Tell you.
Okay.
All right. You've got his number. Great. All right.
I'm not sure if I have. Have I?
Oh, have you? I can give it to you. You should have it.
Oh,
it should be
you.
on his card. Have you got your little pen there? Because he loves talking to people. It's, and I'm sure he'd love to chat with you. It's 0408.
Zero four zero eight
120 290 290. Okay.
Okay, lovely.
All right.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your ongoing help.
Enjoy the warmth.
Thank you.
Okay, take care. I'm jealous.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.